Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Acid Fill My Date. He's back. The dinosaur DJ is back with top tuning tunes.
My mom's favorite DJ.
The Ancient One. Jackie Bond.
Yeah, that's me, Jackie Bond, the oldest DJ in town, the cheapest in his price range. Welcome to Let the Good Times Roll here on Cambridge 105 Radio. And tonight we're doing a programme all about the great Atlantic Records. I love doing these shows about these wonderful record labels, and this is no exception. Atlantic Records formed in 1947 by Ahmet Erdogan, who was a Turkish guy, and a Jewish guy called Herb Abramson. Yep, their first recordings, mainly modern jazz, and they had their first hit with Styx McGee. Styx McGee, yeah, that's the real name. Why was he still called Styx McGee? Well, I'll tell you why. Because he wasn't very fat, really thin guy. That was drinking wine Spodiodi back in 1949. Why don't we start off with the show with this one? It sold 400,000 copies, reached number 6, and spent 6 months in the Billboard R&B charts. Here he is, drinking wine. Spodiodi.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop,
pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start fighting all night, knocking down the windows and tearing out doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Or cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. If you want to get along, New Orleans town, buy some wine and pass it all around. Age runs up, 49. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. Ah, drink it. Sneaky Pete. Down on Rampart Street at Willie's Den, he wasn't selling but a little gin. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime, a drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Half and half.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some buys a fifth, some buys a quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Drinking wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, Spodiodi, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me.
So that was a record that really kick-started Atlantic Records. As I said, it sold a shed load of songs, and their fortunes, Atlantic's fortunes, rose really quickly. So much so that 2 years later, in 1949, they actually released nearly 200 records. We're going to concentrate mainly on the early years of Atlantic, and there were mainly four or five people who were mainly responsible for the success of this great label. The two owners, of course, really progressive guys, Ahmet Ertegun and Herb Amerson. And then we had an engineer-producer called Tom Dowd. He played a crucial role in Atlantic's success. He recorded for Atlantic and Stax, and he had more hits than George Martin and Phil Spector combined. Also, they employed a guy called Jerry Wexler back in 53, and he was credited with coining the term rhythm and blues, Jerry Wexler, when it replaced the words race music. The other two guys, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who of course you will recognise as those great, great songwriters. Now, Jerry Wexler, he was responsible for signing Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin and Big Joe Turner to Atlantic. I think that's a pretty good reason for me to play this one by the legend, the man they call Brother Ray, Ray Charles. Some disc jockeys like to talk over this record. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the legend that was Ray Charles. He signed for Atlantic in 52. He left and he came back again. The great, great Ray Charles. As I said, Jerry Wexler was responsible for signing Ray, Aretha Franklin and Big Joe Turner, and we're going to play two now from those great artists. Jerry became a vice president with Atlantic after joining them in February 53. He produced over 30 hits, he did, Jerry Wexler. Great, great producer. Great sort of know-how, but now it's all about the music that was really going to sell records, and that's what Atlantic were interested in. Here's Big Joe Turner with Shake, Rattle and Roll. It reached number one in the R&B charts. It only reached number 22 on the popular charts. Bill Haley's version reached number 7 and sold millions and was the best-selling record of 1954. But here's the man, Big Joe Turner, Shake, Rattle and Roll. And then we'll have a little bit of Aretha. Get out of that kitchen.
Get out of that bed. Wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed. Wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all of this belongs to you. I believe to the soul you know it now. I believe to the soul you a devil in now. I know. Well,
from the city centre.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, the great Aretha Franklin. What can you say about her? That song, Chain of Fools, that reached the soul number one charts and the pop number two charts. She was signed by Atlantic in 1966, and Jerry Wexler said, "We're going to put her back in church." She quickly rose to fame and was called the Queen of Soul. Her records were mainly recorded at the Fame Studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, responsible as a place that's responsible for loads and loads of hits. Well, Aretha wasn't the only girl that Atlantic had. They had two others, mainly Laverne Baker and this girl we're going to play now, Ruth Brown. The owners saw Ruth at a Washington club and invited her to audition for Atlantic. Unfortunately, she was injured in a car accident en route to New York, but Atlantic supported her for 9 months and then signed her. So Long was her first release, reached number six in the R&B charts. She recorded more than 80 songs for Atlantic, becoming its best-selling artist of the period. So significant was Ruth's success to Atlantic that the label became known as the house that Ruth built, the great Ruth Brown. Here she is with "Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean." How could he do that? "Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean." Loads of people have sung that song, but Ruth Brown, she just sings it right from the heart. You knew that it was happening to her, the great Ruth Brown. Now, there were loads of black groups that performed and recorded on Atlantic, a lot of them mainly due to the great writing skills of Lieber and Stoller. I'm going to play a few back to back. I hope you enjoy it. First up, we have the Clovers. Song that reached number 2 in 53, it is One Mint Julep. You're listening to Jackie Bond with the Atlantic Records story, The Early Years, here on Cambridge 105 Radio.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Her father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. Oh, was the cause of it all. I don't want to bore you with my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I you. Got six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a man in julep, a man in julep, a man in julep.
Here's another black group. They're called The Chords. This is one of those first crossover records. It was a big hit on the Billboard charts, number 5, but The Crew Cuts got it. They hit the hit. They had the hit with a song that reached number 1. The song is called Shaboom. We like a bit of shaboom on this program.
Oh, Jackie, you know what I like.
And I'm glad you're here.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream. Shaboom. If I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 pip, a bib, a rob, a dib. Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom. If only all my precious plans would come true. Shaboom. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Do
Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Her life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Ding, dong, ding, ding, dong. Shaboom.
Oh, her life could be a dream. Her life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Yeah. Great song, that. I love love that song by The Chords, Shaboom. Now, I've got two Libra and Stella songs now. As I said, they were really instrumental in bringing lots of great hits to Atlantic Records. Here we have on the Atco label, that was the subsidiary of Atlantic, the Robins. Two members of the Robins left and form the Coasters. But first up, we have the Robins with Smokey Joe's Cafe, and then another Libra and Stella, Libra and Stella song, The Great Drifters and Ruby Baby. But first up, here's Smokey Joe.
Why Smokey Joe's Cafe? Why Smokey Joe's Cafe?
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen. At least I never saw her now
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
A chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
Smokey Joe's Cafe.
They said, man, be careful, that chick belongs to Smokey Joe. So from behind the counter I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
up all your beans and bar and clear right on.
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Like a boy.
Yeah, that's great. Drifters there and Ruby Baby. Now we've had Aretha, we've had Ruth, and now we have Laverne, the great Laverne Baker. Again, one of these girls whose records got covered by a white artist and how they had the more popular hit. But as rock and roll fans will tell you, it's the Laverne Baker version that we all love of this particular song, Tweedly Dee. Great Laverne Baker there and Tweedly Dee, a song that's, as we know, has been recorded by a whole heap of others. Now, as I told you earlier, the Atlantic had some really great producers, Jerry Wexler, Tom Dowd, and they also, for a short while, had Phil Spector, just a short while. He did actually have some hits with Carina Carina by Ray Peterson and Pretty Little Angel Eyes by Curtis Lee. He didn't last long, though, and he left to form the Phillies record label. That was his own label, where he went out and did the Wall of Sound. And majority of songs, except for the Styx McGree record today, have all been from black artists. But they didn't particularly record everything by black artists. They did Bobby Darin. Oh, yeah. Early on in his career, Bobby Darin was with Atlantic or ATCO, and also, as I mentioned earlier, Ray Peterson. So here we are. Great novelty record, Splish Splash from Bobby Darin, and then Ray Peterson and Carina Carina. Here we go, here's Bobby. He's in the bath. Come on out.
Splish Splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flipping lop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had to dance in blood. There was Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. But the golly, Miss Molly was a even there too. A willa splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, feeling with the feel, moving and a groove. Splishing and a splashing, hey now!
Bobby Darin, Splish Splash. It took him 12 minutes to write that. 12 minutes, that long, can you believe it?
I love Corina, tell the world I do. I love Corina, tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Corina, 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 oh, I love you so. Oh, little darling, where you been so long?
Yeah, that was Corina, Corina by Ray Peterson, produced by Phil Spector for Atlantic Records. He's already experimenting with loads of violins. You can hear it there, Phil Spector. Okay, here's a girl group that recorded for the Bobettes. It was a top 10 hit in 1957. What did you say about that, Marilyn?
It's just like 1957 all over again.
Well, that's... That's Marilyn talking with a southern accent. Anyway, here it is. This is Mr. Lee, and it's the Bobettes. One, two, three. So Bob Etts there with Mr. Lee, as a top 10 hit in 1957. Now, this next one is not rock and roll. I'd make no apologies, though. It's an absolutely classic soul record. I do like soul music. It's Wilson Pickett, Land of a Thousand Dances.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And now we're back to the groups. Libra and Stoller again in the Coasters and Yaggity Yak.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggity Yak.
Don't hold back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak.
Don't hold back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggity yak.
Don't hold back.
Oh yeah, Yaggity Yak, another one of those great Lieber and Stoller songs. Lieber and Stoller, they also fell out with Atlantic Records over royalty payments, started their own label called Redbird, where they had hits with Chain of Love by the Dixie Cups and Leader of the Pack from the Shangri-Las. We are fast coming out of time. All this story here about Atlantic Records. In 1967, the label was sold to Warner Brothers for $17.5 million, and the last I heard was in 2003. It was sold again for $2.6 million. I got two more records if I can squeeze them in. First up, a great jiver, Climate Fatter, A Lover's Question, right here on Atlantic Records, Cambridge 105 Radio.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Oh, 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 oh. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Oh, oh, oh. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. In her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. Oh, 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 oh. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know. Just what I feel, and how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, the great Clyburn Fatter there, and a lover's question. He moved from Billy Ward's Dominoes to the Drifters, then he went solo. That one reached number 6 in the Billboard chart, top 100, number 1 in the R&B. Well, we've come to the end of the programme, dear listener. I hope you've enjoyed our little stroll back down memory lane with Atlantic Records, some of the great records that they put out in the early days. A really great, great label. People like Dusty Springfield, Yes, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Genesis, Led Zeppelin. They all went on to perform on Atlantic, but of course you can't forget the early years. I'm going to play out with this one. I hope you enjoy it. My name's Jackie Bond. The show's been Let the Good Times Roll. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Please join us. Here we are with the King of the Stroll, Chuck Willis, and Hang Up My Rock and Roll Shoes. That'll be the day.
Shoop bop, shoop bop, shoop bop, shoop bop.
My mama told me she didn't like that rock and roll. I said, please, mama, please. Mama, you just don't know I don't want
you.
Pick up my rock and roll shoes. You know I get that feeling every time I hear those blues. That music gotta be that will keep you alive. The kids are rock and rolling from 8 to 25. I don't want
you.
Hang up my rock and roll shoes. Cause I get that feeling every time I hear those blues.
Shoop, bop, shoop, bop.
Yes, I will do my homework. Clean the yard every day. Yes, I will wash the dishes. I'll do anything you say. They said that rock and roll will soon fade away. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to